we're back, baby. What's the date? Do you know?
Today is July 20.
No, not today.
Right,
July 25. July 28th.
8th.
It's July 28th of the year 2022, the year of our Lord. You know they say that?
Yeah.
You know that the 2022, anytime you say 2022, you're pretty much admitting that Jesus existed.
Yeah, I guess you are.
You are.
Yeah.
Every time you write the date.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. That's going to be canceled pretty soon.
You think they just start over?
Shoot, what do they do?
Just start over at zero and say this is when we realized that we didn't want to go by him anymore?
Wait, that's going to... Dude, if I'm the first to predict this.
Yeah.
If this is, I'm the first to predict this on the 20... Because 2020, that's when Jesus was either born or
AD.
Crucified or came back or something.
Wait, is it... Now I'm confused.
No, 2022, that a year. Yes, it should...
But it's AD though, right?
After Christ.
Right.
BC is before Christ, and then I don't know what AD stands for, but yeah, it's after BC because there's like 1000 BC.
Yeah, it's for some reason Christ. I was thinking of AD is after death, but that's not what it stands for.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I wonder if they... We have no knowledge on this topic.
Just
whatsoever.
Starting off on a good note, right?
Well, because I wonder when they got together and like restarted the calendar. It wasn't when he was born because they didn't believe who he was,
right?
So, and when he lived 30 years being an average guy,
right?
So they wouldn't have bet the whole calendar then. But it must have been such a transformational moment on the planet.
Yeah,
but the planet wasn't that big, I don't think.
No,
I mean, there wasn't anybody.
They hadn't spread out like that.
Yeah, they hadn't spread. So they didn't have to get really word around. But they, like, after the life of Christ, it was so significant. They're like, let's just start the dates over.
What an impact.
That's why, dude, what an impact. Say, believe who he is, who he said he was, or not.
Yeah.
What an impact.
Yeah, three years. In 3 years, he was able to leave enough of an impact.
Calendar
that he was
able
to start this shit.
Oh, shoot. That's unbelievable. Yeah. All right. So.
Oh, y'all think you got something going here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's run this back.
Oh, you got a little plaque? You got a little plaque in a school named after you? Bro, I'm about to change the calendar, bro. Wait, but I guess other countries run off that calendar? I guess the Chinese New Year, it's a different... But they still, is it 2022 over there?
Yeah. Yeah.
We know nothing,
Chinese calendar, it's not 2022. But
it's
on,
not.
But like on the regular calendar in China, yeah, it is.
Is it June 28th over there?
Yeah.
You're right. Man, we are dumb.
Because the Chinese calendar is like the ancient Chinese calendar.
But they don't operate off of it now.
No.
Like if you have an iPhone and you live in Beijing, it says July 28th.
Yeah.
The year of our Lord.
Right. That's what it says.
2022.
Right. In China, especially, it says year of our Lord.
Especially, that's what it says. Mine says Monday, July 25th, year of our Lord. I don't know why they say year of our Lord. But that is 2022, is that?
Yeah.
That is wild, dude.
That is crazy. The thought of starting over is like, can you imagine if we started over again?
Like it's zero.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's just zero.
They're like, numbers are kind of running up a little bit. Let's
just run it back.
Please. Yeah.
Well, even 20 in the 19s to the 20s are like a little tricky because you're like in the 010s,
right?
You're like, what? You're like, when was I born? 2.
Right.
If we started over,
mm-hmm.
we're like, dude, this contract is going to come undone in 4.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Four, just year 4.
Yeah. How many things would have to change? That's crazy.
Everything.
I hope we don't do it now that I'm like having anxiety about
well,
it.
Well, all right. So every time you write 2022,
yep.
Like if you are an atheist or don't believe in God, that is like offensive to you.
Right.
They don't know it yet, but it's one of those things that we're not offended by it, but then we'll become offended by it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, what? How come nobody was mad at this 2 weeks ago?
We can either leave this in the podcast to trigger that and your patience zero.
Oh, we're going to leave. Oh, yes, dude. I'm the one offended.
Yeah, or yeah, we can cut it out so that we can prolong this further. And
nah, I say leave it in. Okay. Definitely leave it in. And then the other side. Well, the other side, the you know how it's like, you'd always like these public schools that are like just have no regard for any kind of morality or people getting killed, and all, but they're like, the Ten Commandments are there.
Yeah.
And then Christians are like very like, not extremist, but like right wing people are like, leave the Ten Commandments. And I go, as a Christian, you go, I think we gave up on following that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like they're not that. Really. Yeah.
We lost that path a bit ago.
Yeah. We kind of lost. And, but the like, that's like a thing that the right will like protest and march for.
For keeping God in schools.
Yeah, but we kind of we left him, unfortunately, out of schools a long time ago. Mm-hmm. We're not, this is just symbolic. So like, that would be something that the right and Christians changing the calendar would.
Oh, they'd lose it.
Oh, and yes, dude. They're like, this is where we put our foot in the ground.
Yes, we're drawing a line in the sand here.
Where I would be like, whew, I mean, we kind of.
It is a lot to write down. Like, we could shorten that a bit.
Or we kind of gave up on, like, a lot of people gave up on, like, following the ideals of the Bible a long time ago. Mm-hmm. That's when we should have been like, hey, not here.
Like, we're not a Christian nation anymore by any means.
I mean, I think we. I don't want to get into this topic. I mean, I will. Yeah. I think, but at the symbol, what I'm saying is that, like, there was like, I think I was in Texas somewhere, and it was like this huge, like the, in Northwest Arkansas, there's this church that has like three crosses that are just like gigantic. I'm talking about like six stories tall.
Wow.
Just, it's huge. You can see it from, and they're like three crosses that just go up. But like, I saw one in Texas that was like, had like Jesus, like bloody and like hanging on it.
Yikes.
You're like, that is just, that's more like Catholic.
Right.
That's more a Catholic thing, but like, that is just aggressive.
Yeah.
Because that's someone, now granted, the symbolism of it is that he gave his life for us and that's how we should live in honor of that is all. But that's like, if you're just dry, like, I know what it means. But if you didn't know what it means, you'd be like, my goodness.
That
like,
is just a brutal scene.
Just on the interstate.
Yeah.
Just.
Or if you're a kid. If you have kids,
what's going on?
Sheesh, man.
Yeah. But then again, if you're like, well, if we are in the name of like religious freedom, if somebody wanted to put up a, like, there's my, in my hometown, Lilburn, Georgia, there's like this gigantic like mosque of like, it doesn't fit it within like the confines of the neighborhood in any way.
Yeah.
Just like a lot of like, temples and not mannequins, but like rituals and all these things that are just like, whew, as someone that's not whatever that religion is, it's just like kind of heavy to drive by.
Yeah.
It's just like, but if we set this country up as you can practice whatever religion you want, but all the people that set it up were Christians.
They were like, pretty easy.
They
to
were like,
do
religious freedom. Like, yeah, yours, dude. Yeah, yeah.
So there's only one, and we're free to do that.
You're free to practice because we left, didn't we? We talk about topics that we know nothing.
This
about.
Is a historical podcast now.
We left Europe for the New World,
right.
For religious freedom, right?
Mm-hmm.
For like, we want to do whatever we want.
Yep,
because we were getting oppressed over there.
Right.
Yeah. That's why you can't really do stuff in this country, because that's how everyone was like, you say, wear a mask. Everybody in this country goes, nah. But like in countries where there is more like oppression and more like we kind of not blindly follow the government, but like they will consent because they're used to living a life of consent.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, this is, we don't love this, but this is that. We just don't do that.
No.
And it's good and bad.
I'm thinking back to the date thing. What if we start the numbers over every 1,000? So every, like, we get to 999 and then it starts back at zero again. Because do you really need to know all those other?
Because everybody needs to know within their lifetime.
Right. And even getting that far.
It could be like 1,000, mm-hmm. 2, or like back in the, more than 1,000 years past. I'm out.
Yeah. Close that book and put it on the shelf.
In the 1,000s.
Yeah.
What was happening?
Now
you get
walking.
Into like the like 1900s, 1800s, 15. Yeah, nothing. I could say you start after 100, but not after 100. But after 1,000.
Yeah. After 1,000, I think that's nice and round.
Well, isn't there a debate on how many before there's like, the, you know, some people are like, there's millions of years.
Right.
Some people are like, it's like a couple thousand.
Right.
There's like 7,000, 10,000 or something.
Yeah.
It's crazy that no one knows.
I know.
They don't know.
Like, no one knows.
And then especially like the like stories of like the Bible, and they were just like, it was like, I just told you.
Yeah, right.
And then the next guy just told the next. That's how like the religion carried on.
Yeah, that's crazy to think about.
I know, dude.
Like they were just in-person podcasting to each other.
And then like when a kid got old enough, he's like, dude, you want to tell him the 5 loaves and 2 fish story? Like, I think he's ready.
Yeah.
And then he told it.
Yep. Now it's yours to take.
When did it get written down?
I don't know. There's a lot of theories about like the Library of Alexandria and all that and how like they lost a bunch of written history there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there was like written on like, but it was written on like, they barely had written language. No, they had written language but then they would put it on like the Dead Sea Scrolls, or like they would write it on like, and like in the caveman days, they would write it on the wall.
Right.
Like pictures of stories to remind them to, that is wild.
It's crazy, man.
Speaking of the libraries.
Yeah.
Dude, now we don't have to get into that. The mini libraries have gotten out of control.
Yes.
The mini libraries have gotten out of control. Do we have that one photo? You can put it there in post.
Which one?
The dog libraries.
Oh my gosh.
There's like many, I've been on a rant on mini libraries on this podcast, I think since day one. And I will continue to carry up this cross in the name of the Lord in 2022. I just checked my phone to see what the year was, 2022. Now there's mini dog libraries. And then I've seen mini libraries. There's like mini homeless can like libraries.
What?
Like homeless, like people like get a can, take a can. Like,
okay.
There's like a lot of homeless people that live in this neighborhood.
Yep.
Right. Right around this where we film here.
Yeah.
And like
a lot,
which to give someone a can.
Yeah.
Is so disrespectful.
Yeah, there has to be a can opener immediately, right?
Number one.
Yeah.
Number
start there.
One can opener.
Yep.
Number two.
Which I don't even know where mine is in my house.
Now if you have the pops, but like it feels so good for like you do some level of like good. You're like, I'm gonna bring a bag of groceries and give it to a homeless person.
Right.
Okay. You gotta have number one, let's say you have a can of beans.
Sure.
Number one, can opener.
Right.
Number two, what?
Something to heat it.
Yes. Okay. Something to heat it.
Yeah.
Number three,
a spoon.
Number four, something to eat it in.
Something to eat it in.
I guess you do not have to need it. Number five, I would say something to eat it with.
Yeah.
You're not just eating beans. You're not eating.
Oh, you mean like
black,
sides?
Like black beans.
Yeah.
Number six, seasoning.
Yep.
Where are you going to, go get fast food. And get, that's not, number seven, electricity.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that will go into like.
Number eight, a house to eat
yes,
it in.
Yes. Like, yeah. I mean.
A car to get to the house.
But you wouldn't consider all of these things. What you consider is, yeah, so somebody sent me this photo. I mean, I probably got sent it 1,000 times about a dog. Oh, no.
I just sent you another one. Somebody DM'd me this one.
Yeah, so we saw mini libraries. We see mini dog libraries. We see mini food libraries. And the altruism is just getting out of control. You just sent me one.
Yeah.
Jigsaw puzzle exchange. Take a puzzle, leave a puzzle. What are we doing? And this is in a Tupperware. This is in a, are you gonna show this?
Yeah. It's a big storage tub. You can see it.
This is in a storage tub on somebody's curb.
Yeah.
What are we doing, dude? What are we do? Get everything. I guess I've come to the age where I'm glad there's an HOA.
That is where, as funny as that is where this whole thing's coming back to.
Yeah. And that's like when you're a kid. You're like, we got to cut the grass every 2 weeks. You can't leave your dump. You can't leave your trash bin out
right
after Thursday. And
they get me on that one all the time.
Yeah, the HOA, and then the HOA has rules, and then you get to a place where you're like, I'm glad there's an HOA.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, I'm gonna get into that in a second.
Yeah.
Tour dates. We're going to New York City August 3rd to 5th. Then we're going to Richmond, Virginia. A lot of these shows are sold out, by the way.
Awesome.
Well, there's like, we're doing the comedy club. So there's like five shows in each city. So it's, several of them are sold out. But if you do want to come, I would say, do you know enough about comedy where if your favorite comedian was coming in town, which show you would go to?
No.
You don't know?
No, please educate me.
Okay. So Thursday night is going to be the most, it's going to be like a most like getting your legs under you show.
Okay.
Which are always funny because you're not really sure. You go to a place Thursday, that's like the first show of the weekend. All right. Now, if we're doing a series of theaters, we're doing a new city every night. So you can't really, you got to just go whenever they're coming to your city.
Right.
Friday night, you're going to get the early show is the best. Not the early show, but the 7 o'clock show, 7 to 7:30 show. Then there's a late show. Friday late show is always the rowdiest.
Okay.
Because those people have worked that day and they're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a long day for those
and people. You're super comfy at that point.
Now
too,
I'm chill. Yeah. So no, Saturday early show is going to be different because the people have not worked that day.
Mm-hmm.
So they're a little bit more energetic. Saturday late show is great.
Okay.
Because that's a late, because you go out to dinner, you've had a couple drinks, and it's a late show. Sunday show is chill.
So would you say probably like Friday or Saturday late show are the ones to go with?
Friday or Saturday early show.
Early show.
Because that's when the, because comedian would also, sometimes, but you do three in a day.
Mm-hmm.
So then the comedian is going to be, might be a little tired.
Gotcha.
So sometimes if we sell out a lot of shows, we'll add a Saturday. Well, first we'll add a Saturday matinee show.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll add a 4 o'clock. Then a 7, then a 9:30.
Wow.
And that's a long, but I love doing comedy. Yeah. But that Friday, the early show, and then the Sunday show, then you will add a matinee on Sunday.
Wow.
So you do, yeah, and then you could add Monday if you're still.
It's like a whole weekend series, yeah, still, man, that's crazy.
Anyway, Des Moines, Iowa's the fair, so that's just one show.
Right.
They're going to Springfield, Missouri. Those are already sold out. Boston, Massachusetts, up in your area, dude.
Yep.
Greensboro, North Carolina, Appleton, Wisconsin, Spokane, New Brunswick, New Jersey, Virginia Beach, Dayton, Ohio, Greenville, South Carolina, Irvine, Palm Beach, and Miami. Let's go. What were we just talking about? Oh, the HOA. All right, dude, listen to this story.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know how I always talk about like the mufflers and like, you know, people doing annoying things?
Yeah.
And like, what do you think about like the bird scooters? Do you ever ride them?
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm like a big scooter guy.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay, so am I.
If I'm like out about around town, like that's my go-to for sure.
Okay, same. Okay, but when you see someone on one,
mm-hmm.
it's the most annoying.
Hate them, yeah.
Hate them. You do, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And they look so goofy.
Yes.
And you look so dumb.
Yeah.
And you look so silly. And everyone makes fun of the people on the scooters.
Yes.
But as soon as you get on one and it goes den 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 den,
yeah,
it is, that sound is awesome.
On a lift,
yeah,
or not a lift, on a lime,
yes,
den 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 den. Yeah. You're like on 10.
Yeah, it's like the beginning of like Mario Kart or something. It's like, oh, yeah, here we go.
It's so cool. Yeah. And that's what. So like you go I was going to bring it up with the HOA. When you're doing it, you think it's awesome,
right?
When somebody else is doing it, you hate it.
Mm-hmm.
Same with the loud muffler, because the guy. The loud muffler guy, him and his buddies love it.
Yeah.
They like it to hear them. They think it's cool. So then they go, oh, everyone else must.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to get mad at me for this, but I feel the same way about like, you love it so much, so everyone else must love it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same way. Again, some people are going to be mad when I say this. I don't know if you're going to connect or not connect with this, but I'm just going to put it. I feel the same way about pets.
Okay.
The people that have them, their lives have been changed by them.
Right.
They love, and I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
These, when you're lonely, depressed, sad, happy, this dog has been there for you, this cat. So you literally bring it out to bars as if other people love it as much as you do.
Right.
And they do not.
Right.
And we were at a writer's round the other day with Jackie Lee and Dallas Wilson. We were like Distick Cider, was it Cider? I don't know what it is, Cider Brewer, some brewery.
Yeah.
And somebody had a dog in there, like big, because dogs, most places are like dog friendly. And like this dog was like licking my ankle, dude. And I'm not a dog I'm not a pet person.
Yeah.
And I was so like, dude, get. But they love that dog.
Right.
And they assume that you love it. Mm-hmm. And I don't like dogs. Mm-hmm. I don't like pets. So they're like, that's what the people like when you do it, is that you would say, I left my trash can out and the HOA gave me a fine. Mm-hmm. But I was at a funeral, mm-hmm. or I was something.
Yeah.
Or I 51 weeks out of the year, I get it. And then 1 week, I don't. And they get you for it because you're like, well, my situation is different. Mm-hmm. And I only say that story because I was I've been off for like a month, you know?
Right.
So trying to do all these projects around my house. I'm this guy that has the color of my SUV is black, and then the brake calipers are red. Mm-hmm. You know that guy?
Yep.
Like the, okay, dude.
Like, when you said, I think you said it last week, you're like, I had to go get something cleaner for my brake calipers. That's a flex.
Okay, like the
brakes. Most people don't know where their calipers are.
Or they're not pronounced.
Yeah, they're not branded.
Like, yeah. But like you get like my car's not that expensive, but they are like, when they are clean, they look cool.
Yes, for all sure. Right.
So my HOA has a rule about working on your car.
Yep, I've heard about this.
As it should.
Sure.
Because this goes back to the whole premise. Mm-hmm. If my neighbor had his hood up and was like, toolbox out, laying under it, I'd be like, dude, we don't live in the project.
Even if he's not making noise, you'd still feel that way? Like, how much work on a car actually makes noise to the point where it disturbs neighbors?
I don't think it's...
Or is it?
I don't think it's noise. It's sight.
Okay.
It's sight. So you go. If somebody,
we need to circle back to the dog thing too, because I have thoughts there as well.
Well, it's all leading into the same. Yeah. This is the same topic.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So if someone else, now if you have like a, I guess if you open up your hood and there's like engine cleaner, mm-hmm. you're cleaning your car and you spray the engine cleaner and then you spray it. That's like. You're like, oh, he's not like changing his transmission. Mm-hmm. He's like work. So they can't, and I was like cleaning my car, not working on it.
That is a big difference.
But I did have the wheel off and on a jack.
Well, first of all, good for you.
Wow, well, that's on a flex. Yeah.
That's special.
Ladies.
I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah, well, you can't. Yeah, you can do it. Yeah. I jacked my car up. So there was three wheels and then one wheel off and crooked up. And I was under it to do the stuff.
Yeah.
And if by the rules, mm-hmm. that is against, but I go, well, mm-hmm. whatever that is.
Right. Everybody wants to be the exception.
Well, mine's different because I'm cleaning it, but the letter of the law, or it's not a law, but like, don't do unsightly things in this classy neighborhood.
Where's the line though?
I know,
how much cleaning,
dude,
of your car can you do?
You can clean it.
Okay.
Okay, and that's what I was doing.
So like you can with a hose and soap, you can,
yes,
and a sponge.
Sure. Yeah, you can do all that.
Okay.
And get out there and you know, you have your shirt off and that's not considered, like, I guess is like, would working on your car be like we're poor? Or like this neighborhood is like low income?
Right.
Because you like normally get somebody to do that.
Oh, we're poor. I thought you said rapport.
No, sorry.
We're poor. Yeah.
That's what working on your car. So you go into a neighborhood of people working on their cars.
Yeah.
You're like, all right.
I wouldn't associate it like that at all.
All right.
But but the HOA does, apparently.
Why can you not work on your car? It's not because of traffic.
I think it's fine as long as it's not making noise.
No, why would they say my neighborhood that can't work on your car?
I really have no idea.
I don't know either.
Unless you're like, it would be maybe like so you don't spill oil all over the place.
Maybe
like,
that could
maybe
be
maybe
it.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Don't work on your car.
So like they would probably say the moment you pull the wrench out to take the tire off or you pull the jack out of the trunk, that's probably when it is going from cleaning to working and then that's where you're in violation.
Yes, but I would say what if you had a flat tire?
Right.
But you always think that your situation's different.
Right.
And that's what you go, well, Matt, well, listen, I don't like, hey, you can't, you can't sneak alcohol in here. Well, it's only a flask and I'm going to put it out. Or like you can't. Same with the. You just go with the rules.
Yep.
And you, but if other people broke them, like I broke them, there wouldn't be a society.
Right.
I'll tell you what I do with the clear conscience is driving the HOV lane.
With just you in the car?
Absolutely.
Wow. I do too.
Do you?
Definitely do.
Yeah. Well, I think, absolutely. I think.
Come and get me.
I mean, and like, I'll pay it. What is it?
Yeah, I don't have no idea. But that's
those,
interesting.
Those are like, it's like, I feel like when those started, when did you, those started when I was, that's going to be a, yeah, oh, come on, $50.
Tennessee law is $50 fine if you're caught driving by yourself.
Absolute flex, dude. You're like, you're just going to eat it?
Just wear it.
Yeah.
Officer pulls up, you just slip a 50 out the window.
Here. Yeah, like, hey, we're good.
Keep it.
I would like to know from everybody what rules that are rules that you're going, I don't do that one.
That's because
I left turn right on the right arrow, the left arrow, left on red
the,
arrow.
The red arrow?
I've said that before, that I don't do that one.
You do or do not do that one?
I don't follow it. I go, nah, it's not, no.
Yeah, if they're, what about late at night? No one's in the intersection, red light. You staying?
No.
That was the Unabomber's whole thing.
Wait, what do you mean?
That was the Unabomber's thing in his like manifesto. He talked about that as like a core principle belief of like, if you sit there at that red light and there's no one else in the intersection, you are like, you've lost to like the system.
Yeah. I get that.
And he's like, that is my example I need to.
I'm with the Unabomber. Yeah. Not on the rest. Yeah. Not on the rest.
But on that point though.
Paragraph 2 through 50, I'm out. But paragraph 1, he probably didn't start with that. But
I don't think he opened. Yeah, that
was, is that for real? That was his thing?
Oh yeah.
Well, I guess everybody, if you're in a relationship and when within one or not in one, the whole thing is just, how long would you wait?
How long would I wait
at a red light?
At the light with no one at the intersection?
Yes.
Is it late at night?
Mm-hmm.
I'm stopping, taking a quick look, and I'm going. Go. Treating it like a stop sign.
Okay. I would say the majority of people would wait the average amount of time to like, I'm going to sit here, but like...
20 seconds?
Yeah, maybe. If no one's there.
Yeah.
I would say even if it's not that late at night, I would say 11.
Sure.
Because, then nobody's there. Because I think in other times, like, because I go, where was the little trigger? The thing that, like, triggers the car?
The laser thing that detects
you? Yeah, then you're like, your car's here, so then it goes yellow on the other side. Yep. Maybe I didn't hit it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen backing up.
And I've done that. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. And then I just started giving up on it.
You just go. Yeah. But that would be an interesting study. How long do you wait?
What are some other rules do you think that you don't follow?
I'm not doing that. But they're all set up at the beginning for like you should do
they have good intentions.
Throwing trash in other people's dumpsters.
Yes, dude.
You do it or no?
I just did that
in someone else's.
Yes.
So you got like a mattress.
Yep. I had broken suitcases. Literally did this like 3 weeks ago. Like just went.
And they said, hey, don't dump your stuff in ours. And you go, what's that?
It's trash.
Yeah, dude. But then if everyone did that.
Right.
So yeah, I guess. But the you're not going to, the police are not going to like, they're not going to send out like 20 squad cars to like police the HOV lane.
Right.
In Franklin.
Or the dumpster behind some random restaurant that I found.
So I guess, but the parking is the same.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, pay for part. You know, I'm not gonna do it.
No.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
Or just like, yeah. I wonder if when you get to like heaven, if they're gonna like, here's all the things that you did that were wrong that you didn't know that were wrong.
And you're gonna be like, oh,
you're like,
I didn't see that one.
But I think you're like, oh, I didn't even see that. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about that. I bet a lot of things. Speaking of, I got in a me and my girlfriend got. I bet a lot of people, we did a deep dive in my like demographics for the book that we're releasing in August or in October.
Nice.
And like a lot of people, the majority of my followers are married.
Cool. That's interesting.
Yeah. Which I would figure. Yeah. You were like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, everybody's probably a young married couple.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, you're probably going to relate to this. me and my girlfriend got in the dumbest argument. Like the dumbest. But you know, like you just, you're like, that's not right.
Okay.
Like I would like to know what the dumbest married couple arguments in history. Because Nate Bargatze has a great bit about I've heard a couple bits about this. Nate Bargatze has a bit about how his wife said she used a one fell swoop wrong. Like it's stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
She's like, well, let's just we'll go here and then like we'll just do it all in one fell swoop. And he's like, that's not what one fell swoop means. Mm-hmm. And it's this whole like, yeah, but like, no. And we like, it's things like not like not things that matter at all.
Right.
But you
like
just.
Like you got the gist of what I was saying. You could have just let that thing go.
We said, dude, I can't remember where we were, but I was, we were driving by Raising Cane's. Mm-hmm.
I'm absolutely going to relate to
and
this.
And she goes, I think I said, I wonder where that name came from.
Okay.
And she said,
fair question.
And she said, they started it. I go, no. Like, yeah, but it, everybody that's married right now is like, ferociously nodding, ferociously nodding,
yelling at the stereo.
Yeah, I go, no, like they go, yeah, they like they, she's like they that whenever Raising Cane's was invented, I go, yeah, but the Raising Cane, like that, whatever that phrase mm-hmm. or whatever that whatever that is, it came from somewhere.
Right.
Oh, here's what it was. Here's what it was.
Yeah.
Don't show any of this before we solve this.
Yep.
Because we're listening to this is what it was. The Morgan Wallen song, or the FGL song, Tonight We Gonna Raise a Whole Lot More Than Cain.
Yep.
That's what it was. So it was out of, and we were listening to that song.
Got it.
So it was out of, we're going to raise a whole lot more than Cain. And that's what started the discussion.
Got it.
That makes more sense.
Okay.
So then we start, she goes, where'd it come from? And then she goes, Raising Cain.
So she says the restaurant was the first one to ever use it.
And the song was after the restaurant.
Right.
I go, but. And I didn't even know how to like say my side of the argument. I go, what? She goes, yeah, the restaurant. I go, no, the restaurant didn't start. And then she looked it up, which is like, I bet every couple does this too.
Yep.
Somebody like, cause now everybody has Google
mm-hmm.
and we do this constantly where somebody go, look it up.
Yeah.
Or like look it up.
Thank God we have that.
George Jones is a country singer. There's a liquor store right by my house.
Yeah.
And he has a mirror or has a mural of George Jones on a lawnmower.
Yeah.
And I go, that's George Jones. His name was George No Show Jones. And one time he was so drunk or his wife took away his car keys and he got on the lawnmower and drove to the liquor store. Yeah. That's what that mural is about. And she goes, I go... And I go, and we looked it up, and that was true.
Yeah,
the
it
story.
Is.
I go, yeah, it's true. I go,
right.
Thank you. Yeah. All right, pull that back up. What you said. Well, all right. Before we get, so then she goes, she looks up Raising Cane's,
mm-hmm.
the restaurant, and the Raising Cane's was named after the dog.
Right.
The friend suggested he name it after his yellow Labrador Raising Cane. So the Raising Cane's, the franchise of chicken restaurant. Was named after the owner's dog.
Right.
Which was, his dog's name was Raising Cane. But I go, yeah. No, but Raising Cane is what I'm saying.
That's
I go,
the phrase.
Yeah, but that, you wouldn't name a dog Raising Cane.
Right.
Because that doesn't make any sense.
Right, because that's and a this, phrase, not a name.
This is what I was like furiously trying to to say.
Yeah.
Like just the most passionate.
Yep.
I go, but... That's like saying, like the race, like the high school, and you do like the steeplechase.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, yeah, but it's named after something,
mm-hmm.
or like the there was a news channel in Nashville that was the Flagship. You ever heard that?
No.
He's like, this is the flagship restaurant.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means it's like the premier, like the showcase one, the number one.
Yeah.
Like it's our leading
restaurant. I thought it was the first one. It's not, that's not necessarily true.
It's like our leading one.
That's the kind of thing that I go, look it up. And yeah. Like, what's the flagship?
All right. So did you find the act? Did you guys go in to then look up the phrase and where it comes from? Because I'm looking it up right now. This is really interesting.
Okay, let's see. We'll read it. You want to read
it? It's actually biblical.
Okay.
So raising Cain, spelled C-A-I-N.
Okay.
Also to raise hell or to raise the devil. It means to behave in a rowdy or disruptive way.
Okay.
And so it comes from, I don't know how it got changed from C-A-I-N to C-A-N-E.
Okay, well, all right, that's right. I think there is there's another story about raising Cain. There it is, right there. The meaning of this is the one she looked up. No, it's not that. Go back.
That was the
biblical one. The phrase is the late 19. You see that one right there? It's the late 1900s. Where is it? Did it go up? Yeah. The American original of Cain mean to create trouble. The origin of the English American. Somebody raised their cane a lawyer and there's a judge, and whenever he raised his cane up, it meant like he was gonna stir up the.
Oh, interesting.
But that aside,
yeah,
it came from.
It wasn't the restaurant.
It wasn't the dog. Like I'll give it to you that the restaurant was named after the dog
for sure.
What? Yeah. But that's like the one fell swoop. Is this like Nate has the he finally like came up with a logical point to explain his side.
Yeah.
And he said he came home one night and his wife was asleep in bed and he stood over her bed. That's the funniest part of the bit. He's like, I wanted to wake her up and be like, hey, no. And explain his side. You're like, you just are so like. What? Yeah. And to be fair, a lot of the times what I always thought was true is not true.
Yeah, for sure.
But what is it about like these like arguments that get you so, you're just like, so, like a, I guess you're just with a person constantly.
I don't know where like the anger comes from. Cause it is like it's a feeling of like, I have to explain, like, you know, you need to understand this right now. There's no way you don't.
And the key to any, like, but not just any romantic relationship, any relationship is like, let that go.
For sure.
It has to be.
Yeah. That's, I mean, most of Bill Burr's special is about that.
That's unbelievable. That. Like,
you
special,
just gotta let that go. Phenomenal. I watched it yesterday.
Phenomenal. At Red Rocks.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Dude. So good, man.
It's just like, but it's something within, us, I guess, that wants to like be right.
Yeah, I think so.
I guess that you go, but that's the same thing. That's the same thing as going back to the thing about dogs or the thing about working in the driveway. You go, this is the framework in which I operate
mm-hmm.
my life.
Yeah.
And that's if somebody's raising like it's, but that's, I'm probably also a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very like about anything.
This isn't unique to comedians.
It's not okay. No, maybe I'm more extreme at it, but maybe, yeah. Just go.
You're definitely more creative at it for sure.
Or maybe yeah. I would like to say leads to the greater good, yeah. But it might not. Just to go, what? No, that's not. It's not like something about. I wish I was. I wish I lived like in the pre Google era.
The pre look it up era. Yeah.
Yeah. You could just like.
Can you imagine?
Say whatever you wanted.
Kind of makes you wonder, like going back to telling history, like
yeah.
Person to person, how many of those people were just like raising Cain out there?
And yeah.
Just like, let me just tweak this a little bit, like a game of telephone.
Yeah. And you're like, what? You're like, raising Cain means like, that's when everything, like, you're like, yeah, there's a story about how a guy, everything was like out of control. And when the guy raised his Cain, everybody got quiet.
Right.
And you're like, that's what it means? That means everybody. He's going to raise Cain. That means he's going to chill.
Meanwhile, that guy made it up.
Made it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Made it up. Yeah. I got a buddy named DJ who just would make up stuff constantly.
Yep.
I hope he's listening to this because he'd think it's funny. Just, that's not true. That's not. Just, and he had just this encyclopedia of a brain.
Yeah.
any topic he knew about, but he didn't.
Yeah, but he made you think he did.
And he was very convincing.
Yeah.
I'm going to just start doing that. Just start saying stuff that's like convincing that's not really. Well, that doesn't make any sense.
You could challenge people to pick, look it up. No, that's all right, man. I believe you. All right.
Well, that's, I guess that's the, because you, I guess in the past, it, there's like a an argument of right or wrong, and now we have it.
Yeah.
And wherever anyone is, they have it in their hand.
Right.
That's tough. Yeah.
That's like sports debates. They just get settled so quickly.
Yeah, like they don't have them. They
it's go, like, oh, MJ versus LeBron. Let's just pull up the numbers.
How many championships? He's got, how many is LeBron? He got four?
Yeah, I think so.
I think four, and then one didn't count because it was COVID. Sure. I don't count that one.
Why?
Yeah, I just don't count it. It's just like I remember in high school, probably younger than that, the worst thing that ever happened to radio DJs was social media and the internet.
Because?
You go, that's what they look like?
Yeah, the whole term face for radio really became apparent at that point.
You were like, dude, like, you would listen to like, there was a, well, I mean, this is like a cartoon, I guess, but there I listened to this show called Adventures in Odyssey.
Okay.
When I was like, it's a Christian show. And there's a girl named Connie. This girl named Connie Kendall. People are going to be losing their minds if they know who this is.
It's a good name.
And dude, I was obsessed with this woman.
Good voice on her?
Oh my. But we were, all they had was the voice.
Right.
Oh, dude, I'm like feeling some kind of way right now even talking about this. I'm going back, dude. Just like an incredible, oh, we're going to look it up. Connie Kendall, look up Adventures in Odyssey.
When I search Connie Kendall, it suggests voice.
See, they know who this is, dude. That's her. Katie. Oh, she's cute.
Connie Kendall. Katie Lee.
Yeah, I wonder can you play some audio? Look up a video. Go to videos. Yeah, the Connie Kendall. Meet Connie Kendall from Adventures in, oh my, I'm emotional right now. Oh, yeah, we got an ad.
Quick little ad.
This is low. This is a low sponsor podcast. Right. Can I hear it or no?
You should be able to. Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah, I think a lot of listeners of Adventures in Odyssey would love to know.
Yeah, go to her voice.
What
is
your favorite episode? I know there's.
I also don't want to get us pulled here.
No, we don't care about.
It changes a lot, but when you said it this time, mm-hmm. The most fun.
Bro,
I slap floor.
Yes,
I slap because didn't see the scripts ahead of time.
Oh,
so we're
that's the all right. You can pop. We don't have to listen to the but yeah, but she was like a teenager.
Yeah,
yeah. Her voice was like a teenager.
Yeah, she sounds very young.
Yeah, just like when I was a teenager and she was a teenager, and then she had like this thing with this guy named Eugene, and Eugene of course is like a he's like a nerdy I didn't even think I wanted to see what she looked what the animation looked like.
They have her animated here.
Yeah, because that she was like it was like an animated show.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah, smoke show, dude. Connie Kendall's my first crush. Yeah, but you look at like Tim and Jamie in the Morning or whatever, wherever you grew up listening or whatever. Yeah,
everybody has one.
Yeah, the regular guys. No one's face was ever anywhere.
Mm-mm.
The first one I remember was the Bert Show, because I grew up in Atlanta. The Bert Show was like, we finally saw what Bert looked like. Mm-hmm. You're like, what?
That's weird.
Yeah. But because you can sit behind or whatever, you can look like whatever you want.
Do you think that the modern day version of that is when you meet somebody who you've only seen on like TikTok or something?
Yeah.
And they're like really short or something.
You're really short or really not who they are on the videos.
Yeah. Like it's clearly they're a character.
Like a character. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. It throws you.
For sure.
Because I feel like I'm pretty similar to the guy that I'm in the video. So my exaggerated version, when you meet me, you're like, wow, what up, dude? Yeah, it's pretty. But there's like, especially some comics that people go, we want to meet so-and-so. I go, you don't. I promise you, you don't, dude.
Yeah, I promise. You can't. How's that?
You
can't meet that person.
You can't meet them. You shouldn't meet them.
Yeah.
Well,
they only exist on stage.
They only exist. Well, that person, it's not a real person.
You can't meet them.
It's not a real person. Like Dane, you know, I do the videos with Dane the Great.
Mm-hmm.
You know that guy?
Yeah.
He has all those like, well, listen, if you want to get like a, you want to work on your muffler. Like it's not, he's not that.
Right.
He's a person. Yeah. He's wearing a wig.
Yeah.
Well, you can't, or like, yeah. I guess if the only, oh, we're going to talk about the, speaking of the DMs.
Mm-hmm.
I want to finish this one story about the from the soccer game I went to last week.
Yeah,
but this story about the, because we talked about we DM'd I DM'd Darius Rucker,
right?
And then I talk about Glennie Balls.
Yep.
In the past, I would love to see people's screenshots of celebrities that they've DM'd, and it's either, I feel like left on red would be funnier.
Yeah.
But just gone unopened or unseen.
Yes.
And the longer back they are, the funnier they would be.
Yeah, we need those.
Oh, I need them so, because it just, I go, I think I DM'd, because people come up to me all the time. I go, I sent you a message about it. I go, yeah, well, I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it. If I would have seen it, like, especially if it's something like, if you would have seen that, you would have responded to it.
Yeah.
Like, I made a tattoo of you on my thigh. Yeah. I would respond to that if I saw it. I didn't see it.
Yeah.
So then, like, I would love to see people, because you could you can DM anyone.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Shoot your shot.
That is insane, dude.
Yeah.
The idea that anyone can get on the internet and you can, who's the most popular person on the earth? Ronaldo?
Cristiano, yeah, probably.
Cristiano Ronaldo, the most popular person. Look it up.
He's up there for
Who's
sure.
Who's the most popular person on the planet? Because you can't DM, like, Kim Kardashian, right?
I mean, you can. It's just going to sit there.
I don't think you can.
Maybe what about The Rock?
The Rock.
The okay. Rock is on this list. The Rock. This is a list of the 20 most famous persons in the world.
Okay, Dwayne Johnson. You can message.
Mm-hmm.
It's right here. You can message him. It says, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, follow and then message.
Yep.
What? That's absurd. Elon Musk, Elon is he Musk, three?
Jeff Bezos.
Elon Musk.
Kylie Jenner.
All right, I don't know if I can find his official.
Cristiano Ronaldo is on here.
I don't know if Cristiano.
He's got that soccer international audience too.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Justin Bieber.
Cristiano Ronaldo, 469 million. Follow, message.
Yeah.
What?
That's more people than live in the United States.
Follow and then message. All right. That cannot be. That cannot be.
That you can just send something to him?
We're not. It's like the internet. It's too new. And like people are like, people are like kind of trying to get a hold of like cyberbullying a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's too new to be like, dude, remember like in 2021, you could just like say whatever you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's going to be a thing in the future. That right. We're like, I can't believe we used to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Or you could just say like Elon Musk is an alcoholic. I don't know. I'm just making it up. But yeah. Like you could just say that. You're like, yeah, I can't believe that.
Yeah.
I would love to see. And again, if it's this week, it's not going to be that funny. If somebody sends a message to someone this week.
Oh, yeah. You can't go send it for the bit.
No, I want to see if you. I want to see. This is going to be hilarious. Because you think, when I thought, and Darius Rucker, I know Darius Rucker.
Right.
Like, if we saw each other, we would be like, oh, what's up? What's up? I don't like, we're not buddies.
Sure.
I never want to overstate any of these relationships. But I have talked with him. Seeps bought me a drink one time.
Mm-hmm.
We were all at a bar and he was getting up. He was with one of my friends and he was like, what do you want? Like, and we've joked around with each other several times. I thought I had a pretty compelling DM.
You did. You read it on the podcast.
I had his, what did I have? His
bus.
I had his bus. And I'm in a bus that was designed by him.
Yep.
if somebody was in my bus, I would be like, oh, what's up?
Yep.
And you're like, I don't know. It's just like the compliment thing. You're not like starting to, you're not here to start a thing. Mm-hmm. You're like, hey, Darius, what's up? You're like, okay, he needs some, he needs, like if somebody would message me like, hey, dude, like we're gonna have to go down a trail.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about something. We're like, are they trying to pitch something? They're going to get to it some, but you could tell that one, this was what I was trying to communicate. This is the beginning and the end of it.
Yep.
I saw it.
Dude, I love this idea. I think this is going to be such a good
It's going to be hilarious. Some people are going to have some, like, if you saw, it's probably going to be a lot about, like, people DM me a lot about, I mean, I'm a comedian, but about, like, the for example, like, the mini libraries.
Yeah.
We talk about that a bunch. Someone sees something out that reminds them of a thing. People used to, like, when I had that bit about Carhartt, mm-hmm. the Carhartt, which is, like, everyone would be like, dude, sweet Carhartt, and they would send it to me.
Nice.
Because I'm the one that...
You're that guy for them.
...gave him that idea. Yeah. By the way, side information we have to discuss. Our third week in a row in legal troubles.
Yeah, man.
We got a cease and desist from J.B. Hunt.
Yeah. It's sad. It's a sad day.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be... I thought they would think it was cool. But in their defense...
They still might have.
Yeah, they still might have. In their defense, that's fair. Very fair. All three of the legal troubles that we've been in, very fair.
Yeah, yeah,
very
yeah.
fair.
Hat tip, we get it. You know, nice. Okay.
Yeah, we get it. The first one. Well, the first one was the gay pride,
the TikTok,
and it's not legal trouble, but they go, we took that down. And you're mm-hmm. like, well, that's again back to our original point. If you knew me,
yeah,
you'd be like, ah, he's just kidding. He has no animosity or hate. Right? It's a funny joke, a play on words. What I'm making fun of is the trend, the fad that's been overdone.
Yep.
Nah, it seems fair.
Sure.
Then the next week, what was it? Oh, the arc.
Yep.
And then we were like, nah, we were cool with them. Like everybody, I posted the outtakes. Everybody was like, what up, dude? Good to see you. Like, oh, I thought, and the video's crushing, by the way.
Nice.
Great publicity for the arc.
Go
also.
To the arc. Go visit the arc.
100% go for the arc. Now, 100%, if you have trucking needs, they're making me say this.
Yeah.
They're not. They're, yeah. J.B. Hunt, they're all good. They just said, hey, you can't steal our logo. And yeah. I go, they go, it's trademarked. Then I go, that's fair.
Yeah, we kind of have
it. And I go, you got us. You got it. Yeah. Yeah. So if anybody ordered, I mean, a lot of people did order a shirt. And we caught it just in time. We caught the shirt just in time that we had bought the shirts, but we hadn't printed them.
Cool.
So we bought, you know, all the shirts to fulfill the orders, but they hadn't been printed yet, like screen printed with the logo.
So you just kept all the money then, yeah. Obviously.
Well, yeah, 100%. Now we refunded everyone's money,
awesome.
And we kept the gray shirts.
Cool.
So next time we have a new shirt idea, we'll just put it on the gray shirts.
Sweet.
I go, yeah, fair.
Cool.
Yeah, all good. But back to the like the Carhartt is people that reminds you of something. They shoot me a DM.
Yeah.
Or the dogs. People sent me the dog. The dog libraries. Mm-hmm. There's like sticks. People put sticks in their yard. Like it's a dog library. Like 1,000 people sent that because again, you see it.
Yeah.
You go, oh, this is. I think I sent Cassie Ashton, who's a friend of mine, who is a country singer. I wouldn't say she's not like in the mainstream lexicon of everybody knows who Cassie Ashton is. She will be soon.
Yep.
But. I was at Whiskey Row and they were playing background music before this writer's round and I heard her song and I DM'd it to her.
Nice.
But she's a friend of mine.
She read it?
Yeah. And she responded immediately. But we are friends.
Yeah.
But like her manager is like one of my best friends.
Sweet.
And I go, hey, they're playing your song. And she was like, cool, hilarious, LOL, at Whiskey Row. We made a joke and then it was done.
So we're looking for ones that people that have
didn't
sent
respond.
That, yeah, that were not read.
Because I would hope.
Or that were read and not responded to. Yeah.
That's even better.
Yes.
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like if they have the date, if they have the date and it's like a not this year.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Like The Rock read this and didn't respond.
I want to see that so bad. I would love to see. And we'll review them next week.
Send them in hilarious, to, yeah, dude. Send them to netpositive at johncruzcomedy.com.
Or they can send it. They can, they can put, can they put them in the Instagram account? Do they get messages?
Yeah, they can send them there. Yeah, that's good. Fine. We can round them up to that.
Yeah. Send them, either email them to them or send them to the positive. Or you send them to my, or at me or Alex's Instagram DM. We'll find it somewhere.
Yeah,
that's freaking hilarious, dude.
I can't wait to see those, man. That's going to be amazing.
Just you emailed like like people message me sometimes and I think it's funny, like, hey, coming to Nashville this weekend, like, where are the coolest spots? you're just trying to like, but I get it. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I would do it.
Yep.
Or I would say somebody in a certain type of city that had a big podcast or a big, I'm trying to think if I ever DM'd. I guess that doesn't really count. If you tag a celebrity in a story,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't count, does it?
Doesn't count as a left on red?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Because I was like Trae Young is like a basketball player in the NBA that I love. And I said, shout out Trae Young. I wouldn't.
You're not expecting anything.
No, I'm not going to be mad that he didn't, but he probably saw it.
I would think so.
Man, I got to go back in mind now that I'm self-conscious about it. Who have I, with a blue check mark, messaged and they didn't respond?
Do you ever pick your spots and like reply to random stuff like that?
Course,
and be like,
yeah.
Oh, here's the spots. Like, here's where you go.
I reply a pretty good bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if people like, if it's, if it's particularly funny,
mm-hmm.
I go, oh, dude, that is hilarious.
Do you ever answer do you ever answer the really like elementary ones like the, hey, I'm coming to Nashville type guys? Do you ever answer those?
No. I mean, I don't. Like, where are the best like hot night spots?
Yeah.
No. Now, if it's something very like clever, hey, you're coming to Salina, Kansas, I can hook you up at a golf course. I know you love to play golf. That's like a very
cool.
You must follow. You must know the information directly.
Yeah, you know what's up.
Yeah, but a lot of those get left on red.
Yep.
That is hilarious, dude.
Yeah, all right. Send those in.
I'm excited to see those next week. Do we have time for one more story or no?
Yeah, we can run one more.
Okay, really quick. This goes back to the same. What's the whole title of this podcast is just like, but I'm different, or but if you knew me, mm-hmm. or if so we were at the Nashville SC, the soccer game.
Yeah.
All right. So we got there a little early. I was with my buddy Connor, and I was in the, so have you ever been to one of those games?
I haven't been in the new stadium yet, but I had season tickets last year. Went to all the ones at Nissan.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
God, you got to come, dude. It's incredible.
Yeah. I got to go.
Okay. So there's one side of the stadium that's like, It's like the press. What is it called? It's like the press box or like the press something where it's like exclusive.
Okay.
So they have your seat, and then you go up, and then there's this glass enclosure where there's like food, drinks, snacks, the bar, and everything.
Yep.
It's inside of this is only important because it's necessary for the. So I was in line getting a hot dog.
Okay.
And there's a bunch of people in line. There's a bar there. There's a bunch of people chatting. So the national anthem comes on.
Mm-hmm.
You know where this is going?
I think so.
And everybody is a different level of like respect.
Yeah.
For it.
That is so interesting.
Right? So, and I say it's in a glass door. So, because we watched like I watched the NASCAR race yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and they did the national anthem. I didn't get up.
You were inside.
No, I was at home.
Oh, gotcha.
I was at home watching the NASCAR race on TV.
God.
I didn't get up and take my hat off.
Yeah.
That's what,
yes.
That would be insane.
This is such a good premise.
That insane.
That would be insane if you made everyone like, in the house.
Yeah, right. Like, hey. Like your wife is like,
the anthem's on.
Your wife's like cooking dinner. She's like, what? She's like, hey. She's like, what?
Respect the flag.
Why did we start here? That's hilarious. Okay. So I was, so it's playing live.
Right.
So, and there are, but it's,
this
there
is back at the soccer game now.
Yes. But there's a glass door
mm-hmm.
that is, we are inside of a different place.
Right.
And the game audio or visually is on a screen.
Right.
But 100 yards away, it's there.
You're on location.
You're on location.
Yeah.
But it's not, but so I, so I was getting a hot dog.
Yeah.
So I had a plate and I stopped getting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of, I took my hat off.
Nice.
I stopped and took my hat off with a hot dog in my hand and just like looked, look to the TV because they're like, he's got to look toward the flag.
Of course,
right?
Yeah.
You don't know where flag is. So, and then, but I wasn't going to be like, hey, stop getting macaroni and cheese. Or no, what happened was the lady that was working there was loading it.
Okay.
And I was like, kind of like,
she just kept it moving. She was
dude. Yeah, but she just kept it moving. And it was like, there are people at the bar. Like, there was everybody had a level of like engagement with it.
Yeah,
some people stopped, some people didn't stop, some people took off their hat, some people in the door to go out. A lot of times, people stop because everyone else has stopped,
mm-hmm.
and you're like walking to your seat, and you go, "Oh shoot," right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Like you get caught, like you're getting.
It's got, you know what it's kind of like? It's kind of like when somebody finishes their act and you're like, are we standing, or is this just an ovation? Are we just going to, we are standing now.
We're standing.
Yeah.
And then the one guy stands, and then if it doesn't go full standing O.
Right.
Dude, that's like, it's like the perfect, like State of the Union.
Mm-hmm.
Where you go, are we all?
Yeah.
You don't know where to stand.
Right.
Or you don't know if everyone else is standing. There's been times where I've seen some comics get like a partial standing O.
It's so weird.
But then you go, or it's usually like, well, if you've been to the Preds games when they do the military thing.
Yeah.
Everybody always stands
Have
for
to.
That.
Yeah.
It's because in a lot of ways he goes, I don't want to be the guy not standing.
Yeah.
Because one time I was making an Instagram story video during one.
And during one
at a NASCAR race.
Yeah.
And somebody responded. They go, well, it's just very disrespectful that you would make an Instagram story during it. And I go, well, that seems fair.
Yeah, sure.
All right. All right. But it was just like, I don't know. I don't know what level of patriot I am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I definitely like, respect anyone that's made any kind of sacrifice for this country to run.
Right.
1,000%. But like it's kind of like back to the Ten Commandments thing. Like the Ten Commandments in schools, like if they stopped doing like the Pledge of Allegiance, the Pledge of Allegiance is wild.
It is super wild.
It's like for kids.
Yeah, it's kind of culty.
It's kind of.
Yeah.
Very.
I pledge my allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Yeah.
And to the Republic.
Mm-hmm. For which it stands.
For which it stands. One nation under God.
Mm.
In liberty. And
indivisible.
Justice. Oh, shoot. Indivisible. Not invisible.
Right.
I always thought it was invisible. I pledge allegiance. You have to do this, right?
Right. Yeah. Hand on the heart.
You do it in high school? When did we start doing that?
We had it in high school, but some kids didn't stand. I'm now thinking about it. That was when people started being like, no, I'm not doing this whole thing. And
then
the homeroom teachers were like, yeah, whatever. I'm not going to tell you to do it.
They do it on the speaker.
Yeah.
Yes. And so if you have any particular, like, I guess the same thing with the kneeling for the flag,
mm-hmm.
where there people go, well, I have a, I'm standing, or everybody go, I can't believe we will not watch the NFL because Colin Kaepernick. Are like, well, all right, well,
yeah.
If you probably heard him out, you'd probably be like, I don't agree with that, but I respect it.
Yeah, but okay.
That's the thing that's allowed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That I stopped, and then I was like, some people like, I think I was the first guy. Well, I wasn't the first guy because other people, it wouldn't have registered in my brain.
To stop for it.
Yeah, because I wouldn't hear. Because
it sounds like it's on TV in the room that you're in. It's basically just the same experience as at home. Yeah.
So then everybody, like, if you go, well, what if you're walking into the stadium
mm-hmm.
and you're not in there yet? Mm-hmm. You haven't swiped your ticket yet.
Like you're back where the concessions are and you're walking around and everything.
What about not even in the stadium yet?
Oh, at the gate?
Do you stop?
No.
You don't stop?
No, you got to get in.
Yeah, you got to get it. You can't wait to ruin your spot in line.
Yeah.
So you might stand, but also move.
Right.
But what is the, it's, the thing is stand to show respect. Stand mm-hmm. and remove your hat.
Right.
Is what they ask of you, right? Stand, remove your hat, and don't move around.
Right.
As a sign of respect for the sacrifices that people made for the country.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I wonder if everybody does that.
You mean other countries?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's interesting.
Or like if, you know, at a hockey game, usually if you play in like Edmonton Oilers, they play the Canadian.
Yep.
And you go, man, I'm not respecting this one.
Red, white, and blue.
Yeah. I'm not doing this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what this one is. But yeah, I guess in the Olympics, everyone has a, yeah. everyone has an anthem.
Yeah.
Every country has an anthem.
How funny is that? Why? Why do we all have anthems? What are we like?
What is it?
Why do we have soundtracks for every country?
Yeah, why? What's your anthem?
And why haven't we updated ours?
Yeah, ours is, oh, say, yeah, oh, say, can you see by, that, oh, say, oh,
yeah,
S-A-Y, oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
Right.
What so proudly we hail
mm-hmm.
by the twilight's last, it was about whatever, there was a battle. And then they didn't know if the flag was still there.
Right.
And then it was like kind of burned, but mm-hmm. like kind of bullet holes in it or something like that. But then it was still there.
Yeah.
That's the song.
I think as we reset
Francis Scott Key, baby, I know what that is.
Yeah. I think as we reset the
that
dates,
one's got to be changed.
We
yeah,
should
yeah.
also change the song.
Something like EDM.
So every 1,000 years you get a new anthem too.
Yeah. America. It's like some by Ali G or something like that. That is why everyone has one.
Skrillex.
And then they go, who would have our, well, it's done by everybody. We would have like.
It's like a We Are the World thing.
I was going to say J-Lo, but she's not even American. Or she's not even, or she's, what is she, Cuban?
I think she's born in Brooklyn.
She's born here, yeah, but yeah. she's some nationality of something.
Right.
Kid Rock?
Yeah, you might get some pushback there, but yeah, I'm for it.
Toby Keith, maybe?
Yeah.
But everybody's not that. It can't be like divisive, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, it has to be like.
So it has to be a duet.
It's got to be a duet. It's got to be a duet. What so proudly we hail by twilight's early and by the dawn's early light. What so proud? Yeah. Oh, man. That is hilarious. All right. But there should be, if anybody has any stories about that, submit them too.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be hilarious. About where do you stop and don't, if somebody at their house, I would love to know somebody, I bet someone's
doing that.
Somebody's dad made them do that.
Yeah.
Somebody's dad that was in the military when they did the national anthem before NASCAR, it's always like for something like very yeah. Southern like that.
The baseball games. That's a big one.
Well, that's, baseball's very American.
Very traditional.
But yeah, you go, like to do the national anthem, like you, why don't we don't do it before my comedy show?
Well, maybe you should.
But we do it, like we went to, dude, we went to.
And you should sing it.
Yeah, we'll do it. We went to the monster trucks and they did it.
Mm-hmm.
They did it before the rodeo.
Yep.
So maybe it's like a cultural.
How many people need to be in an event where you need to
great
do
point,
it?
Great point.
Where's the line?
Where's the left? You have 15 people.
That might be the name of my podcast someday. Where's the line?
Where's the line? it's probably how big the place is.
So it's the venue.
Yeah, it's got to be the venue. Because no, even if it's half cap, it's still.
During COVID, they were still doing it when they had 200 people in the seats.
Still had to say it. They do the national anthem like they play it at Kid Rock sometimes.
Do they do it at WNBA games?
Dude.
Sorry. I'm sorry. It was right there.
You watch too much Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's lightly attended. Yes, that's what you're saying.
Right, funny.
That's it. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Tell me if. All right. So I was getting a hot dog. I stopped for the national anthem because I heard it, but other people continued at the bar, continued getting drinks, continued about their days. But mm-hmm. there was a glass door, so you could see the field.
Right.
And if the glass door came open, you could also hear the field.
Yeah.
I thought I was in the right, but I could also be in the wrong.
The staff kept going, though?
Staff kept going.
That's interesting.
But we did the Super Bowl. I went to a Super Bowl party at Doghouse.
Mm-hmm.
And shoot, dude, now that I think about it, we got to wrap this up in a second. But I did the Super Bowl party, and we all stood for it then.
At just Doghouse. Watching it on TV at Doghouse.
But that screen is as big as...
It makes you feel like you're there.
Yes,
yeah.
Dude. The screen is huge.
Yeah, it's the whole
screen
wall.
is probably 10 feet tall.
Yes.
Or more.
Yes.
10 feet by 30 feet.
Yes.
So we thought, we felt like we were there. Yeah. And somebody got up and then everybody got up.
Yeah.
And we said we were silent and we took our hats off. I specifically remember this.
But was it for the bit though? Like, was that a bit of like, this is, we're sarcastically standing for the flag?
Because they do that at Kid Rocks. They do, they play all the like Toby Keith and all like, and then they're playing like Trey Lewis and they're like,
right.
I was like, okay, let's not, Yeah, okay. Yeah. But yeah. Walking in Memphis, and then they play and everybody's hammered. And that's like a bit.
It's for the bit. Yeah.
And then they do like a Let's Go Brandon chant. And I go, all right, we got to wrap this up. Yeah. It's time to go. Yeah. I would love to hear the national anthem stories. That's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, that and the DMs, the left on red. Send
Let's
those in.
Go. I mean, we'll be back next week. It was a little weird, positive.
But on the net, it was a positive. But it was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.